Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, uncertainty, self-doubt, stressing about not knowing where to start. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
6:44, 16 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, beautiful day. Mother's Day, I just looked up, is May the 11th. And I always remember Mother's Day as a slap in the face of summertime. It is always miserably hot and humid on Mother's Day, so that's coming. And the only reason I mention that is today's April 8th. The weather's going to be beautiful, as it will be this week. So get out and enjoy it while you can. Greg Upton joins us now, director of LSU's Center for Energy Studies. How you doing, Greg?
Doing good. Just trying not to look at my 401k, but other than that, it's great. How are you, Tommy?
Well, you are a long way from retiring. Don't look at it. It'll come back. It will, over time.
Absolutely.
Of course, the problem with that is, and this has nothing to do with tariffs, this is just as a guy a little bit farther down the road than you, and having gone through some of the big market tankings, is that the 401k goes down, but then it comes back up. But meanwhile, back at the ranch, inflation continues to eat away at it. So while you might have had, let's pick a number, 500,000 2 years ago, now it's 250,000. Well, maybe in 5 years it'll go up to 500,000 again. But meanwhile, inflation has kind of eaten away at you. But don't worry about that, Greg. Let's talk about tariffs and Louisiana energy and how that could affect what happens in Louisiana. I don't even know what tariffs apply to who and what how when it comes to Louisiana energy. Thoughts?
Yeah, so last Wednesday, President Trump came out with his announcement on reciprocal tariffs. And there was the announcement that he made, and he put up actually this chart of all of the different countries in the world and what the reciprocal tariff was and kind of how he calculated that. So let's kind of back up to Econ 101. What is a reciprocal tariff? So the idea is that suppose that, the Federation of Tommy Tucker decides to give a tariff to the United States of Upton of 10% on all products. And I might come to you and say, hey, Tommy, why are you putting this tariff on my products that I'm selling to you? I would really like if you would not do that. And so what I might do is say, well, in the meantime, while you're implementing this tariff, I'm going to go up and at the same time put up a 10% tariff. But I'm going to tell you at that time that all you have to do in order to get rid of my tariff is to remove yours. And so that's kind of the idea with reciprocal tariffs, is not to escalate a trade war, but instead to actually try to reduce tariffs globally. And so that's kind of the theory with it. So that's what, President Trump came out and said. He had these reciprocal tariffs, and he puts in the chart, he says, these are tariffs charged to the USA, including currency manipulation and other trade barriers. So I said, oh, this is really interesting. Let's go and kind of see how he calculated this. So I went to the White House document. I got my research team to replicate the analysis. And kind of what was interesting is that the tariffs that he put on actually had nothing to do with reciprocal tariffs. In fact, had nothing to do with tariffs that other countries had, nor anything to do with the currency manipulation or other trade barriers. It was really a simple calculation in terms of how much exports that country has relative to its imports to the U.S. And so countries that are larger net exporters to the United States were putting a larger tariff on. So that was kind of a it's not really clear, you know, how this is reciprocal and how this is going to get countries to change their policies if it's not a specific policy that he's targeted here.
So I'm trying to understand what you said. So while the president said it was about reciprocal tariffs, you dug deep and found that it was about exports, and that's the difference?
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, it's really not a reciprocal tariff at all. And so now kind of what we're watching is, okay, well, how are countries going to respond to this? Are countries going to come to the table and ask the administration, hey, what are the changes you want us to make internally in order to be able to negotiate and get that lower tariff rate? Or are you going to see countries do what you would more traditionally think, which is, well, the United States just put this tariff on them, and then, okay, will they respond by putting a tariff in return and then telling the United States the way to get rid of this tariff is to reduce yours? And so this has just created an enormous amount of kind of uncertainty with that global supply chain as these tariffs come on.
So
and it's not really clear what the channel to reduce them is.
So when it comes to other countries initially putting the tariffs on us, I'm looking at the chart that President Trump held up. Tariffs charged in the U.S., to the U.S., 67%, China, European Union, 39%, Vietnam, 90%, 64%, Taiwan. Why would and then it goes on from there. Why would countries, I don't understand why they would put tariffs on us initially. Why did that start? How did that start?
Well, they didn't. I mean, they did not. And that's what's kind of confusing about the chart is that it says explicitly that this number is tariff charge to the U.S., while when you go look at the calculations, that just literally is not what the calculations are. In fact, that doesn't even go into the calculation. And so this is kind of the confusing part, and I think why markets are really responding in this very volatile way, because it's not clear how do countries even approach the United States in order to negotiate a lower tariff rate when that's actually not what the calculation is.
So the chart he's holding up says tariff charge to the U.S., China, 67%. You're saying China does not charge the United States 67% tariffs?
That is correct. That calculation that is used for that has nothing to do with tariffs.
The European Union, 39% tariffs, not true.
Not true. That's correct.
Vietnam, 90%. Not true.
Not true.
Okay. So we'll take a break, come back, talk about what happens from here. Greg Upton, director of LSU's Center for Energy Studies. President Trump, just to be fair, has been known, going back to the hurricane map, to kind of stretch the truth and bend things occasionally. So we'll talk about more about Louisiana and tariffs when we come back. 6:51, 9 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:57 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Greg Upton, director of LSU's Center for Energy Studies. For those of you that are texting in taking issue with Greg, I would suggest you look up the American Enterprise Institute. Google that. That is about as conservative of a think tank as you can find. And it says that even if one were to take the Trump administration's tariff formula seriously, it makes an error that inflates the tariffs assumed to be levied by foreign countries fourfold. As a result, the reciprocal tariffs imposed by President Trump are highly inflated as well. And then there's an equation, and I'm going to try to read it, Greg. It says, triangle, capital T, small I, equals X with a little I, dash, M with a little I, and over E, I guess it's an E, with an asterisk, some symbol I've never seen before that could be hieroglyphics, asterisk, M, and a little I. So for those of you that think it's simple, please Google AmericanEnterpriseInstitute.org. Look up tariff policies. That is a conservative think tank. That's not some liberal this or left-wing that. I'm just saying in terms of credibility, et cetera. So, Greg, when it comes to Louisiana's energy industry, do tariffs have an effect on oil or gas?
Yeah, so this has been something we've been digging into a lot the last few days, and I've been talking to a lot of companies that, of course, have an international presence. So as you and I have talked about many times, Louisiana is a large exporter of these energy products all over the United States and all over the world. And it doesn't just include the, you know, kind of liquid fuels and energy like we think about it, but also includes plastics and fertilizers and all of these and chemicals and all of these products that are derived from hydrocarbons. And so I'll give you an example. I was literally last week after the announcements came back, I was speaking at a little meeting, little community meeting, and I talked with three firms in the petrochemical industry that were there. And I went and looked after, and these three firms were combined in over 130 countries.
Thank you, Greg.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.